remain standing. We're going to sing together our hymn for the month of December, our hymn of wonder, I Seek the Spirit of a Child.
Good morning. David Fumo is going to light the chalice for us this morning. David is 13 and he loves to read. The flaming chalice is the symbol of our faith, a beacon of truth, a fire for justice, and a warmth for the soul. As the chalice is lit, let us speak together the covenant of our church. Love is the spirit of our church, and reason is its guide,
to dwell together in peace, to seek truth in freedom, and to serve human need. This is our covenant.
Now let's sing hymn 237, The First Noel. Please rise, embody your spirit.
Thank you.
may be seated. We are gathered together for worship, to tell an old story, to celebrate together, to sing together, to see one another's faces and be reminded of one another's presence. We are gathered together for worship. And we invoke into this time and to this space call to mind and heart those we love near and far, the spirit of life beyond our naming and our knowing who flows through us. We make present here those joys and sorrows and milestones of life which are with us, and we ask that we hold one another in love and in hope, in sympathy when it is called for, and in celebration when it is called for. Our office administrator, Jamie Gafke, and her wife, Ruth, and their newborn son, Barney, will be in court tomorrow in Wisconsin to determine parental rights. Positive thoughts are very much appreciated. Hopefully, it will all go smoothly. And I invite you to bring to mind those in your life facing great joy or great challenge, the milestones of life, whose thoughts and prayers you send, your thoughts and prayers you send to them. And I invite you in this space to speak aloud or in a whisper their names and to make them present here as our voices overlap together. May the spirit of life and love be with these named and unnamed. We each have our own journey to travel, a pilgrimage to make. It has twists and turns, unexpected valleys and mountains, vistas and times of doubt and confusion. May we remember that we travel not alone, even though it might seem that way sometimes, but are held in the embrace of love beyond our knowing, on the journey wherever it might take us. May the spirit of life and love be with us this day and every day, and let us worship together. Welcome to our holiday pageant. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. We honor this birth story as one of many sacred stories in our religious heritage. We're going to recreate this story together. We don't just tell it, we're going to relive it and make it our own in our own slightly chaotic, crazy 21st century way. We're going to do this. We're going to need your help. Some of you may choose to take parts in the story and help us to see and experience this familiar, beloved tale in a new way, as if we were actually present, as if it were happening right here and now, as if we had never heard this story before.
The story has been slightly rewritten, but holds central the characters and plot of this treasured ancient story. As we move through the story, we have volunteers to play some parts and listen carefully for your part. We bring you this morning the ancient story of the Nativity.
Imagine that after years and years of hearing stories about women and men bowing down before powerful kings and emperors and dictators and chieftains and tyrants, you hear a story in which three powerful wise kings and shepherds alike kneel down before one tiny newborn baby. Imagine that after hearing so many stories about terrible wars, about persecutions and pogroms, you hear the friendly story of a birth, a story of a humble carpenter and wife, the baby that's born to them in a stable, shepherds in a starlit field who leave their sheep to go and see a newborn child, and gentle animals who gather round in the stable where the baby lies in a manger. Imagine that you hearing for the first time a story that questions the power of large armies and great wealth. Imagine that you hear a story that talks about the transforming power of love instead of the transforming power of colonizing force. Imagine, if you can, a day in the future when people will really believe this story, will really believe that love is more powerful than war, that poor, humble people are just as important and just as powerful as the most famous and powerful rulers. This is the story that we honor and recreate here today. Let the story begin.
In those days, long, long ago, over 2,000 years ago, a decree went out from the emperor, Caesar Augustus. And Caesar Augustus said,
all of the world shall be registered so they can pay taxes to me.
All the people were required to go to the city or town where they had been born to register and be counted. And for some, that meant a very long journey.
Joseph, a carpenter, had to go all the way from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David that was called Bethlehem, the same village of Bethlehem that's there today. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, the woman he was planning to marry, for he was expecting a child. They had to travel a long way and knew it would not be easy because Mary was expecting her child very soon, and she would be uncomfortable both walking and riding on their donkey. Come on, come on. But there was nothing that could be done about it. They had to go. So they started on their journey, traveling day and sometimes to the dark nights, which were lit only by bright stars.
While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her baby. There was no room at the inn, the only place with comfortable beds. Joseph looked everywhere, but the only place he could find for Mary to give birth to the baby was in a stable behind the inn. Already in the stable are many animals. Where are our animals for the stable? Oh, here comes some animals. Come on, if you have an animal mask that you picked up on the way in, will you break? There we go. Karen can hand you some people an animal mask, too. We need some more animals. Adults can be animals. And you can stay in your seat and be an animal.
The animals welcomed Mary and Joseph into the stable, and the animals were even kind enough to give up their hay-filled manger so the baby could have a bed. Thus, Mary gave birth to her firstborn child in a simple stable, surrounded by animals, and wrapped him up in bands of cloth and placed him in the manger.
Sleep, baby.
In that region, there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. Now we need our shepherds. There they are. And I invite you to join us all in singing. We can rise in body or spirit to sing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
May be seated. And now we need our angel. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and this angel was truly magnificent. And the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds, and because of the intensity of the shining light, they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly a multitude of angels appeared flying down from the heavens.
Then the angels left the shepherds and seemed to go right up into the heavens. There they are. And the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which has been made known to us."
So So the shepherds went quickly to Bethlehem with their sheep, and there they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger, just as the angel had told them. When the shepherds saw this, they told everyone what the angels had said to them about this newborn child. Everyone who heard their story was amazed, but Mary kept all these things and treasured them in her heart. And so the shepherds and the sheep knelt too around the manger, glorifying and praising God for all the wonders they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. So let us sing together, "Angels We Have Heard on High," and I invite you to rise.
Be seated. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, news of his birth traveled far and wide. And then three wise persons who were kings and queens from the far east set out on a journey to see the child for themselves. We need our two wise persons to come on down because one of them has the flu. The wise people came and asked,
"Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the skies, and we have come to praise him and bring him gifts."
And then we need our stars.
Not yet. Long ago, a prophecy had been spoken. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. The wise persons knew of this prophecy, so they set out for Bethlehem, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen when it first appeared in the east, guiding them to the special child. While they follow the star, please join me in singing "We Three Kings of Orient Are."
Oh,
So the wise persons followed the star until it came to rest over the stable where the newborn child was lying in the manger. When the wise persons saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy and entered into the stable. There they saw the child with its mother, and they knelt down to worship him, which they did during the song, I think. And they opened their bags and brought out gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, which they had carried with them to honor to the child.
Speaking of gifts, speaking of the generosity of the heart, we're going to pause here in the story for a moment, and you're all sitting down, you can hang out for a moment if you like, do a couple of other pieces of our worship together. So I want to invite Dwayne Wilkie to come forward and tell us a little bit about our partner church, because as we celebrate this holiday this time of year, so do they.
This is a map of Romania. There have been Unitarians in Hungary and Romania since 1568. They are Bible-carrying Christians, and they just believe that the Bible doesn't support evidence of a Trinity. Jesus is not God to them, but a great teacher, and there's only one God, therefore they're Unitarian. We've had a partner church in Transylvania, the middle part of Romania, very mountainous, for 23 years. Okay. The minister there serves two churches. This is the church in Pipe, 3 miles from the main road, where the members' average age is around 80 years. It has plenty of room, but few congregants. Partner church is in Nadesh, and this is the minister, Chuba. And Chuba is about to leave this church, and we're expecting a new minister at our church. Many families belong, and children belong to our partner church. Their church is about the size of our library. It has 2 doors and 2 windows. During the church service, men sit on one side and women sit on the other side. Attached to this large room is the parsonage. They've made many upgrades to our church because of our donations. 20 years ago, they built the first plumbed bathroom under $600, and that bathroom is used by congregants on Sunday and the family during the week. When we sent $700 one year, they built a whole addition onto the building. And I wish we could find the picture of the women in babushkas mixing the cement for the men. Over the years, they've repaired a roof, bought a car, done much more. In that economy, our money, it triples. So like $10 is $30 to them. This year, they want to repair and replace windows. And they said that there's so much rotten wood in their bell tower that it's not safe anymore, so they want to replace the wood in their bell tower. So also this money goes, $150 of this money goes to our membership to the UU Partner Church Council. UU churches in the States have partner churches in India, Hong Kong, Philippines, Kenya, and Nigeria. But by far, most partner churches are with churches in Romania and Hungary. So thanks for all you can give to the partner church.
The offering for this work will now be gratefully received.
Thank you.
It is our month talking about what it means to be a people of wonder. To be a people of wonder. And wonder is one of those things, those experiences that often catch us by surprise, and yet we have to be open to it. If we don't look, we won't see, but sometimes we look and we don't see, and sometimes it catches us. It's like grace, our theme for November, in that way. It surprises us. There's a song by the Unitarian Universalist singer and songwriter Peter Mayer called Holy Now, which we've done here in church and we will again. It's a great song, and it talks about that experience of thinking that miracles don't happen anymore, and then learning that they do. The red bird on the winter branch, the laughter of a child, the strength of friendship. Miracles do happen all the time, but we sometimes think they don't happen anymore. The shepherds thought that the time of wonder was over. God and angels had left the scene generations before. Moses was the last person that God had talked to, and that was done. And then, surprise! Joseph, maybe we can imagine, far from home, a young bride, I'm not ready for this, but there is the child, grasps your finger in his hand. Wonder of wonders. The wise ones come expecting a king to show the way, but it is a baby in a barn. Really? This we traveled for? But there's no hesitation. They kneel down and give their gifts. Wonder of wonders. And maybe you think, well, that was a long time ago. Miracles don't happen anymore. Nonsense. Did you see the moon over the horizon last week? Have you held the hand of a child? Looked into the eyes of a friend? Have you seen people of many races and classes lie down together on the wet pavement and shout, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. Have you felt the power of love and hope course through you when you didn't expect it? Wonder of wonders. Sat under a blanket of stars, heard a strain of music that moved your soul, learned something that tilted your world? Wonder of wonders. We have the power of imagination, of possibility and creativity. It is our greatest power. The power to tell stories and to make meaning of them. So this moment, each moment, these very human, slightly crazy, barely organized, holding on moments, this moment, if you can see it, you can feel it, the sense of wonder and possibility. It takes no angels, except the ones that live in each of us. No stars, save the billions that are already in the night sky. Wonder of wonders. May the spirit of wonder come into you and into your heart this day, this season. Make a place and prepare a room. Let joy come to you. Let wonder fill your heart. That's my word for you today. So ask all the cast to take their places. If the angels want to come over here and join everybody else and gather around the baby in the manger, gather the whole cast of characters and pause for a moment to see this scene. It's a special night with stars and angels and shepherds and magi and women and many animals, and they are all witness to a special birth. No doubt the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago in the stable in Bethlehem looked a little different than this. No doubt our beautiful sanctuary is a little finer than that small stable. But the love and the mystery and the wonder we see here is no different from the wonder there was at the time of his birth, at the time of each birth. As our complete cast of characters holds their places in this nativity scene, we'll celebrate the love and the wonder of this story by singing together Joy to the World. The words are up here. We're singing these real Isaac Watt words, not the words in your hymnal. So be sure you look here, and let's rise in body or in spirit. I invite you to be seated for just a moment. It has been wonderful to be together in worship this morning, and I invite you to explore this month's theme of what does it mean to be a people of wonder in your personal and your family life this week. Perhaps you might make an intentional effort to nurture your curiosity this week. Follow that spirit of a child we sang of. What makes you ask questions? Especially ones that don't have easy answers. If you want to go deeper into the theme each month, you can join a Spirit Journey group. Please see Belle at the membership desk and to find out more about that. In your bulletin, you'll find a variety of events coming up this week. In particular, I want to highlight our Christmas Eve service. We have one Christmas Eve service at 5:00. You and your family are more than welcome. Please come and worship with us. It's always a wonderful experience. If today was your first day with us, we are so glad that you were here. Hope you checked in on the way in. If not, please do so on your way out so we can be in touch. We'd love to see you all next week when I'll be preaching about the winter solstice and Hanukkah and the wonder of hope. If you know someone in your life who could use a message like that at this time in their life, invite them and bring them with you. And we'll see you all soon. So I invite you to stand and join hands, if you wish, for our benediction and our blessing. What a joy it is to be together in this religious community. We extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These things we carry with us until we are together again. The words of our benediction from Howard Thurman. When the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the brothers and sisters, to make music in the heart. We'll sing together, Go Your Way in Peace. We'll sing it through twice.